What's up? Welcome to episode 242 of the PS4 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Izzy.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
And here we are. It's a light week on news, but big week on releases since we got Horizon Zero Dawn, and then, of course, the Switch came out this week as well, so everybody's playing Zelda.
Yeah, that does exist.
Yeah, it does. I know, it's just like...
Not for anybody who ordered it from Amazon.
Yeah, right? And so it seems like everybody who ordered from Amazon, like, they got all their games... But it's like, oh, no console.
But we haven't gotten our game yet.
I saw some people, they post images just like, oh, your game's delivered, console, en route. It's like, I haven't gotten it yet. But
maybe at some point in the next month, it'll show up at some point.
Sure.
I thought you weren't getting the Switch there.
No, we didn't order the Switch. We ordered Zelda for the Wii U.
Oh. But not from Amazon.
Yeah, we ordered it from Amazon. That's why I don't have it yet.
Neither. Something's wrong there.
Somebody is fired at Amazon because somebody's fucked up.
Those robots they got working in their warehouse are just not doing the job.
Yeah, somebody pushed a button at the wrong time.
Yeah. So the only thing news-wise I can think of is you did get the announcement of Shadow of Mordor sequel, Shadow of War. Which got leaked by a retailer, and then a trailer formally came out. So I'm really curious, because the trailer was basically done. Like, a full trailer. It wasn't just like when that one year that Assassin's Creed leaked, and they just released a teaser of the... I think it was when Unity leaked. And then they released the teaser of him up on the roof, and that was it. And then later they did a formal trailer. Like, this is like full-on trailer. So I'm wondering, like... If they had the trailer, then they sent out the marketing materials to retailers to advertise it, but they just broke, I guess, not embargo, but like when they were supposed to do it, like they did it early. But I thought that was really interesting. At least they were quick up on it, because it's not like, oh, there's a leak, and then, you know, a month, and
finally... We don't know what you're talking about.
Right. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything. But yeah, it's interesting. I'll have to finish Shadow of Mordor then, because I never did finish that game. I did have fun playing it, because Metal Gear was out, and there's a bunch of other stuff, I think, around that time. Some just pulled me away from it. I couldn't get back into it.
That was like one of those fantastic games that came out at the wrong time.
Yeah, it definitely got overshadowed by a lot of stuff when it came out.
Yeah, that and Mad Max, because I wanted to play Mad Max, but same thing. It was just like Metal Gear, and so I... couldn't do it. And I always wanted to go back and play Mad Max, but I feel like now there's just too much coming out. I don't think I'll ever get back to it, but I really wanted to play it. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do, because that was one of those games that was cross-platform, cross-gen, I should say. Where the old versions didn't have that Nemesis system that Mordor had on PS4 and Xbox One. So I'm curious now that if they just focus on simply... current gen and the Pro and Scorpion and PC, if they can do more stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what they do, because the increase in detail they did for the Pro patch was really nice. So it'd be interesting to see what they could do if they just did it from the ground up for only current consoles. But we'll have to see. But yeah, I'll have to do that at some point. Luckily, I think there will be a nice little gap between now and its release that I can get in there and do it. Other than that, I think we had, I don't know if we, I thought it was last week, but then again, we didn't podcast last week, so, it could have been, but I know Microsoft announced that their E3 show was going to be on Sunday morning, instead of Monday morning. Maybe not Sunday morning, but Sunday, at some point. So it was interesting to see that they went earlier, but... no finalized schedule for E3 set just yet, but that's coming up soon. I mean, we're not too far off. We're just in the beginning of March, but 3 months and we got E3.
Hope so. They don't start leaking stuff now.
Oh, I know, that's the worst. That's why I thought, like, that retailer leak, I was like, man, that kind of sucks. Is like, if had that been announced,
it's already starting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I guess it's a little early, like it is 3 months before E3, and I guess waiting that long for them, if they already had everything in place, kind of, you know, their the odds of it being leaked before that were probably going to be pretty high. But yeah, hopefully now it's like I don't see stuff. Or at least they did a thing of like a game, like a lot of developers do where they like, they announce something, but they don't show anything. They just announce it and then they wait for E3 to do it. Or they could do that thing that a lot of people do as well, where they show the trailer that's either in-engine cutscenes or an in-engine like trailer or CG, and they go gameplay to be revealed at E3. So I've seen that happen a lot. I think Deus Ex might have done that, but yeah, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, I'd prefer to see everything just surprise me during E3 would be nice, but
yeah, totally new stuff announced at like their conferences.
Yeah, you figure we're still gonna get that, but it's probably like the smaller developers who like the smaller end of the AAA who are like, we want to get our stuff out there to get that mind share. So then if they have it on the floor at E3, because that's another thing too, like if it's on the floor and playable, then you kind of want to be like, oh well, let's get everybody's, you know, aware of this thing ahead of time. And I know sometimes they, because the only people that I feel like can get away with that revealing something and having it playable are like Sony and Microsoft. They're like, reveal this and, you know, this is a new thing and it's playable here on the show floor. like they can
Do we have any major developers where we don't even know what they're making yet? I feel like everyone is off their cycle. They've just released games to the point where like we don't have any major things coming up.
We don't know what From Software is doing. We know they're doing three things, so one of those could be announced at E3. And I'm hoping it's Bloodborne 2.
Bloodborne 2!
But we don't know what they're doing. We don't know what Sucker Punch is doing, if they're doing a follow-up to Infamous, or if they're doing something different. I'm trying to think of whom else. As far as first party or second party, but I can't really think off the top of my head who's next to go. I'd have to,
like, there definitely aren't a ton that we don't know about at least right now.
Not a ton. We don't know, there are other developers don't know, like we don't know what Machine Games is doing. We assume it's going to be Wolfenstein 2 or the next Wolfenstein. That'll be at Bethesda's thing. We don't know what, is it Tango Works? The guy who's guys who did the Evil Within. We don't know if they're working on Evil Within 2 or not. I think it's Tango Softworks, maybe. We don't know what they're doing. I guess we also don't know. Trying to think of some of that, like I'd have to go through like a list of developers and look at them, but I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, and I can only think of a couple, but I'm sure there's someone out there. Or maybe if a place became like two teams, like you also think about like Insomniac's pretty big, and they might, sure, they're all doing the Spider-Man game, but they could be working on something else at the same time. But we know we're gonna see probably more God of War. We know what we will see. It'll be God of War, probably Last of Us 2.
I really hope we see more Last of Us 2.
But I do want to kind of go blind on it because I don't want to see anything. It's like, I don't want to know.
But if you go back and watch the first Last of Us release trailer versus like what the actual game was, they were really good about not spoiling anything. They didn't spoil a single thing in that. Like, yeah. I think they knew that people just wanted to go in blind and that it was a game that had to be experienced blind. So I think they're conscious enough and aware enough of that that if they do show the game, they're not going to, like, give anything away.
Well, I think the difference is that when the first trailer came out, we had no idea what the game was going to be like. Where this is a sequel, so we have, what do they call it? I'm totally blanking. Like expectations, and we already know the world. So now there's no surprise on the world side of things. We know about the infected. We know all about that. So whereas, like you said, with the first trailer, it's just like, well, this is interesting. It's like this. It's so out of context. It doesn't mean anything to me. But now if I see, like, you see the Firefly logo, you know what that is. You You see these characters, you know who they are, you know, okay, something crazy happened, okay, now you try to look at what happened in the previous games, like what could have taken place between them. You start to speculate a lot because you have this base to build off of, and that's where my concern is. That's why I tried to avoid every Metal Gear trailer, even though I failed and ended up watching them. Luckily they're so it's just random stuff, I can kind of get an idea. If there was that guy that pieced everything together from the trailers and basically laid out the entire plot for Metal Gear 5. Yeah, I just want to go blackout because I'm not going in blind. It's like I know I have the world established in my head, so I feel like I don't want to see anything. And this trailer was enough. It's like, oh, the first one they showed, it's like, that's plenty. There's a revenge thing going on. Okay, I don't need to see any more. But I feel like stuff like God of War, because it's so, not like that's super story heavy, but it's so different that I'm like, and it's like, I just want to see how it's changed because I'm so familiar with the franchise being one way. Now it's going an entirely different direction. But that's just me.
I would just like to see for Last of Us 2, I think it would be really cool if they didn't show any of like the actual game. They should say if there's going to be a multiplayer and then show what the multiplayer is going to be like. Then you could get an idea of like what new additions are being added to the gameplay with still that added knowledge that, oh my God, there's going to be a multiplayer. The multiplayer in one was so good. We're super fucking psyched.
I'd be fine if it was something along the lines of how they showed the Uncharted expansion that's coming out, The Lost Legacy. If it was something like that to where it's just a small clip stretch of gameplay so you could see new gameplay mechanics and like and seeing a location to me isn't that spoiler. I'm like, I don't care. It's like, I know it takes place on Earth. I know it's the US. Unless it was all of a sudden it was like it took place in another continent. That would be a big spoiler. But it's like, I don't care. It's like, oh man, they went to Washington State. Like, whatever. But if they just show like a clip like they did in that hotel scene, in that live gameplay demo they did where Bruce Straley just did the controller drop at the end when he, you know, the shotgun blast the guy in the face. Like, just showing gameplay mechanics. And then maybe it ends on him, like, a character showing up in a small conversational cutscene. That isn't necessarily, that pulled out of the story, you have no idea. And it's just like, because, I mean, even for, like, the Uncharted one, it's like, you know, Chloe shows up and there's Nadine and they talk and they have a small conversation and that's it. And, like, I feel like they could do something like that and that would be very... very light on spoilers, and I would watch, because then it would show me mechanics like you said if they did with multiplayer. I feel like they wouldn't show multiplayer right away. That's probably gonna be down the line, because who knows. I feel like that's at the back end of the development, unless they have like a small multiplayer team working on it independently while they're working on the campaign. But I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. And if they, I'm hoping obviously they show some, considering that teaser they did was made the idea of it was a couple years back, so now they have more stuff in line, like assets and everything to show.
Part of me would actually just kind of love like a music trailer where they don't really show a ton of stuff in the game, but they just showcase a new song, because they choose such phenomenal music for those games that that would almost be enough for me, is just some sort of like cool imagery of, you know, a city or something like that that they haven't shown before to give a general idea of location, maybe. Since location isn't really super important. And then just showcasing a new song by the composer.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That would be definitely the Metal Gear route, because that's every Metal Gear trailer, is always music to random, like a montage of stuff, which is why I love the Metal Gear trailers, because it's like, it just shows me a ton of things, and there's typically no dialogue, so there's no exposition. And I always love every song that Kojima picks. It's like, he just fucking nails it for every single one. And I'm like, ah, and then I end up loving every song. Like, even Death Stranding, it's all like just music. And I love that. That's what I love about his trailers in particular, is they're always musically driven. Usually it's always the theme and then just random other stuff that inspired him in some way. And I love that about his trailers. So yeah, it'd be interesting if it was just that. I mean, the first one was essentially a music trailer, because it had a big chunk of it was not music. But Yeah, if they did just the actual soundtrack, but we'll see. I'm sure they, obviously, when I look back at the trailers for Last of Us, after seeing, like, some of the big montage ones, it has some, the way things, some things are cut, kind of leads you to expect one thing, but then when you play the game, you're like, okay, that was, totally didn't matter. And a lot of the footage was from early on. I always think about, like, how, anytime I see a trailer, I always wonder, like, well, how early in the game is this footage actually from? Because luckily, most developers will make a trailer that only has, you know, the first half or just the first couple of areas, depending on how big the game is, and they'll use that footage, which is nice, and then you're not getting a big spoiler. Granted, I have seen some games where they show, like, pretty big things in the trailers, and they're like, I mean, obviously, I expected this to happen, but to see it actually happen is like, damn, I wish I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's one of those speculation things where you're like, oh, wouldn't it be crazy or sad or amazing if this thing happened, and then it's in the trailer, you're like, well, fuck, I guess we'll just figure out how we got to that point.
Yeah, as long as they don't do the Mission Impossible and show the very last scene in the trailer.
Oh, God.
That was the helicopter blade when he's on the train. It's like, why would you show that in the trailer? That's the very last thing that happens in the movie. at least it's the worst thing Mission Impossible ever did was the fucking opening credits on the past two, where they just show everything that's coming up in the movie during the opening credits. It's like, what are you doing? What? Yeah, if you watch Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation, Ghost Protocol, say, I believe it happened in Rogue Nation. I don't it might not if it did, I looked away. I just don't remember if I looked away because I expected it to happen, and I think it might have, so I like looked away from the screen. But if you watch Rogue Nation, or not Rogue Nation, if you watch Ghost Protocol, at the beginning, like, he, Ethan Hunt escapes, and then he lights a fuse to blow up this place that he's escaping from, and as the fuse goes down, then it jumps into the dun dun dun, like the whole intro, but it keeps showing clips of the rest of the movie. Like, you see fight scenes
and all that,
that
stuff
happened
in the movie. It wasn't like are the things that led up to the events in the movie.
Mm-mm. It all is stuff that is going to happen, big things too, like
made that decision?
No fucking idea, but it was the worst thing you could do. I sat there watching in theaters like, what the fuck is happening? And then I like looked away, and then I was like, and then when I got it on Blu-ray, I watched it on there, and I was like, holy shit, they show everything. They even show like a thing in it where it's the climactic thing that like is gonna happen, and they show it, and it's like, what are you doing?
Like, it's like the thing, TM.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, oh, well, I'm done. I watched the movie. It's like, oh, this is Lord. It. It's like, what are you doing? It's so dumb. I was like, God. Like, closing credits? Yeah, do it as a closing credits. Like, recap what you just saw. Don't do it as the fucking opening credits. So stupid.
They're just like, this is what's going to happen. We're giving you a chance to assess the movie now. If you don't like it, turn it off.
Right.
You want to see what happens. Keep watching.
It's just so bad. I just can't imagine a video game doing that. I'd be so pissed. God. I'd be like, what? I mean, at least the video games benefit from the fact that you play them so you can have fun in the play. So, but still,
I would
just
take
like,
it back on principle. I'd be like, I've seen everything that this game has to offer me.
Yeah.
Give me my money back.
The opening credits is a let's play of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
The opening credits is PewDiePie playing the game.
It's the opening credits is the cliff notes of the story. It's like, well, here's everything happens. but yeah, it'll be interesting what we see at E3. Definitely looking forward to it.
I'd honestly be pretty much happy with Last of Us and whatever FromSoft is working on being talked about. If there was nothing else and it was just that, I would consider it a successful E3 for me.
Yeah, I want to see
maybe
more.
Maybe sexful.
Yeah, maybe sexful. Yeah, he's like, yeah, I like what this trailer's doing for me.
If it's Bloodborne 2, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing, because I'm working on three games, so if it's not one, if it's not Bloodborne, it's one of the other games, I'm going to be like, meh, I don't really care about
it. I'd still be happy knowing that the other games they were working on were, because I've enjoyed pretty much every game they've ever made. Like, if what they decided to talk about was the new Armored Core, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I just have no interest in it. So for me, it's just a personal thing. Like, I just don't care. Like, obviously other people will. It's just, I'll be like, oh, I just care about this one thing.
Imagine if they rebooted Armored Core, though, with, like, the type of lore they had in, you know, Dark Souls or Bloodborne, and it was, like, really fucked up lore. Wouldn't that be cool?
I guess. I just don't care, like, about Armored Core.
What if it was, like, Evangelion, where, like, all of a sudden the Armored Core creatures are, like, or the Armored Core suits are, like, creatures and shit like that?
I guess.
Cthulhu creatures. My point is...
Mecha.
There's a way they could make it fun for you. You never know.
Mm.
They're a weird studio. They're strange guys.
I don't know. I never liked the Armored Core games, so they'd have to do some crazy stuff to make me want to pick it up. But yeah.
What if it turns out that Bloodborne only exists because Armored Core, like, wiped out all of, like, humanity, and it turns out Armored Core is a prequel to Bloodborne?
I would show up on the doorstep of their studio and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop it.
Come on, it'd be like the classic, like, Armored Core ends with, like, somehow they're opening up, like, a portal to Bloodborne's world or something, and that's what lets all the creatures in.
Yeah. I don't know. That'd be ridiculous.
JC, I'm sitting there like, if you fucking do this, I'm gonna murder you. That's the direction they go in. I will hunt you down, Isley, and I will murder you for giving it to them.
No, I don't care. They can do whatever, because it's not like I'll play Armored Core to find out that they opened up a portal to they found the tomb of the Great Ones. But I just hope I want to see God of War, and then more. I'm trying to think of what else. I guess more Days Gone, because Days Gone I'm interested in. But I want to see more gameplay from it. I want to see, I don't know, just something else aside from just, like, look how many thousands of freakers we got on the screen. It's like,
that's cool. But that game did not look good.
If there's more to it than just, like, panic horde mode all the time, it might be interesting.
Yeah.
It seems way too much like it's trying to combine, like, The Last of Us and, like, Dead Rising or something.
I mean,
could be done very well, but I wasn't impressed with what they had, because it seems like this is what the game's going to be. Isn't this awesome? It's like, that's great at, like, key points in the game. It would be really neat and tense. But if that's the whole game, I'd rather just play Dead Rising.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on if it has, like, a decent strategy or that. But yeah, if that was just, like, one, like, an outpost location or something that you go to, and it turns out a bunch of those guys can be there if you fuck up. Like, if you stealth through it, you're fine. But then if you make a mistake, then you're like, oh, shit. But yeah, I'm curious, like, what else there is to that game. That's why I want to see more of it, to see if I'm interested. I mean, visually it looks nice. And it is impressive to see so many things on screen, but just, like, the spraying bullets into them, it's just like, yeah, it doesn't really do anything for me. I'm like, I like that idea, but I want to see more of the game. Like, there's more stuff for me to do, and that's just an option to be like, I just want to mow down thousands of people. You're like, okay, I can do that. But I just, yeah, definitely interested in what else that game has. I also hope we see more Detroit Become Human, because I really like that trailer they showed last time, where it's like every possible outcome for that negotiation scene. I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that game looks surprisingly cool. That was one of those, like, I don't love their games. They're not my favorite, but Detroit Become Human, I don't know, it did it for me. It really, like, intrigued me way more than their past games.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that, so hopefully that'll be there. But yeah, don't know what else would be. I can't think of anything, other surprises we might see at E3, but who knows, anything could happen.
Kind of the point of a surprise, isn't it?
That's right. As long as it doesn't get leaked ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like we said, Horizon came out this week, which Izzy isn't playing, so he can't talk
about it. I'll play
it
soon.
Yeah.
I'll play it within, like, the week. I'm waiting for the Target deal so that I can get near Horizon, and I don't know what the third game will be, but... It's on my list.
I'm surprised you didn't pick it up day one.
Honestly, I just kind of forgot it was coming out, and then I figured since I already missed like the first few days, I would just wait for the deal so that I could get more games for my cash.
Yeah, I haven't played that a ton, so I guess I can't talk about it much. But you're not playing Arisa.
Nope. We spent our money on Zelda, which never showed up in my fucking house.
Right.
Not bitter or anything.
Like,
I thought you said the Switches weren't showing up. Zelda didn't show up either?
Nope. They emailed us Wednesday and said that it wasn't going to be here until a week later than the release date. And so I was like, no, you email them back and tell them it's going to be here on Friday. And they're like, okay, well, we'll give you like a $5 credit and it'll ship out Thursday night with 2-day shipping. So it'll be there Saturday. I was like, this is mildly acceptable. And then they emailed us this morning and said, oh, it's been shipped finally. It'll be there Sunday. Some people got emails saying that they weren't going to get their games until April. So
how is it that like Nintendo never has games in like consoles and shit?
This is specifically an Amazon thing because it is only an Amazon problem.
Yeah, everybody.
Amazon sucked a big old dick at some point and forgot to ship the games.
Yep.
They just forgot to ship them.
They won't say what the problem was. They won't say if it was a shortage. They won't say if it was a glitch in the system. They're just telling people that at some point their game will show up. Depending on who you talk to, it may be on time, it may be the weekend, it may be next month.
Is this related to the like AWS or whatever system being down for Amazon, or?
I have no idea.
Either way, that's pretty shitty, especially since that'd be like the only game I would want to play.
It's like probably not the biggest blunder they could have done for a game slash console launch, but it's pretty bad considering they won't even like tell people what happened or why their things aren't being shipped.
It might not, yeah, you're right. It might not be the single biggest, but it's probably, in terms of like games, it probably is one of the biggest game ones because, I mean, as much as I love Sony, I still have to admit that Zelda games are probably like the carry the most hype of all, like almost anything currently.
Oh yeah, we almost bought a Switch specifically for this game, but we were like, we're kind of broke and we bought the Wii U for Zelda, so we might as well play it on Wii U and think about the Switch later.
Yeah, and I watched the Digital Foundry video and the performance between the handheld and the docked version, and for some reason the docked version performs worse than the handheld aspect of it, which is odd. It has like frame rate drops down to 20 frames.
When it's docked, it does?
Yeah, when it's docked, it drops down randomly. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, you can clear an area out of enemies and you turn around and run through that same area and it drops down 20 FPS. And it also has huge frame pacing issues. And not just like one frames, like the frame pacing will just jump to like for an increased amount of time, their problems. Whereas when it's in handheld mode, it's like a solid 30 with no frame pacing issues across the board. But yeah, it's just docked, it performs worse for whatever reason. They don't know why.
It almost seems like there's a setting in handheld mode that is made to like limit the game to some capacity so that it doesn't like drain the battery super crazy fast. But when it's in dock mode, it's just allowed to like be free and use all the hardware things that you want. But it's just kind of like freaking out at some point.
Well, they did comparisons on visual quality and there's hardly any difference. Obviously the only thing is in handheld it's in 720p and then when it's docked it's 900p. So
yeah,
it's possible that just going up to 900p could be the issue. Like if they capped it at 720 when docked, then it would be fine. But yeah, they're like it's doesn't perform. I haven't watched their video to see how it performs on the Wii U versus the Switch. I'm just guys interested to see, because you know new technology, I'm curious to see how it performs.
It's not that different.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like key places where you notice there's extra bloom on the Switch or there's extra like detail in water or something like that. But like at a glance and in like the open world, there's not that huge of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't expect it to be too much because it's not like the consoles are that much. The disparity between them isn't huge. It's not like a PS3 to PS4.
Yeah. And Nintendo's always been good about, like, if it's on one thing, they want to have a similar experience on another thing. Like, they did that with Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm.
They pretty much look the same with, like, slight differences depending on what console you played it on. But they want the experience to be the same so that people don't feel like they have to buy the new console.
Right.
Good experience.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's interesting. Then I hear, like, everybody just crap it on the, like, all the mini games and was it 1-2 Switch, whatever,
mm-hmm.
like garbage. I guess you can't. I saw an article about this company that sells vinyl products.
Yeah.
And how they advise you not to remove the vinyl from it. But I feel like if you're, I mean, once I put something on a thing, I just leave it there. So that it was kind of odd that it would be an issue, but it's interesting that it is an issue too.
I think it's more the fact, like, the longer you keep it on, it might ruin the finish more, and then you can start to see it through the vinyl, because it's actually ruining, like, the texture of the Joy-Cons and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, or if you get that effect where, on the back of the DualShock 4 is how they have that sticker that has the barcode on it, and, like,
yeah.
After a long time, the sticker will start to shift because the adhesive is no longer there, so I'm wondering if the vinyl could have that to where, after prolonged, if it wears out the material, if it'll start to slide, if that's a possibility.
I imagine it'll start to, like, crinkle and bubble, especially in places where your fingers are shifting a lot,
mm-hmm.
and especially around the buttons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
It'll start to look like people that self-adhere window tint on their car and it just looks like shit. It's like, dude, just
yeah.
pay people to do that. Yes, that's interesting.
Or, like, practice on something else before you can, if you're that determined to put it on yourself, practice.
Right. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah. But just try it once.
Yeah, and you'll be good to go. Did I leave my headset on? Nope, I didn't. Okay. But yeah, so that'll be interesting. But yeah, Horizon, man, I can't talk about it that much. That sucks. I'm not super far into it. So, I mean, I guess I'm a good ways. The percentage completed doesn't really mean anything because I do a lot of side content as well. But, yeah, that game is just gorgeous, and it performs perfect. I haven't had any problems with it. I did have a... I noticed a glitch, and it wasn't even, like, a technical glitch. It was more like a... So, there's this, like... It's not a spoiler. There's, like, this hunting lodge. And you find out about it early on. You find this guy who gives you, like, these hunting trials near the main area. And you do, like, and you do them. You get badges. You complete them within a certain amount of time. And he tells you about this hunting lodge. And this is the place that they go out. And you go, it's a lot like Final Fantasy XII. You know, go out and do some hunts and kill these monsters. But it's not, like, notorious monsters. It's just, you know, go kill a couple of these things and bring them back. But when I got into the lodge... I went upstairs and I happened to use the scanning device that she has, the focus that she gets at the beginning of the game, and I'm looking for items. And I find this scroll, and I read it, and it talks about this sightings of this legendary Thunderjaw, which is the T-Rex one, and they call him Red Maw. And it's basically people say they saw him here, and there's, like, a ton of dead bodies, and blah, blah, blah. And, like, it keeps going, it's, like, this big long list of all these different sightings of this crazy beast. And I'm thinking, all right, well, clearly at the end of this hunting quest line, I'm gonna have to fight this thing. Like, it's super obvious. Like, okay, I'm gonna have to kill Red Maw. And then to the right of it is another scroll, and I start reading that one, and that one starts talking about the fall of Red Maw. I'm like, oh, I guess they killed him. I guess this is the one scroll talking about the sightings, and then the second one talking about, oh, he's dead already. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I start to read it, and then it starts to describe an NPC, like an NPC, and then it starts to describe my character, you know, Aloy, taking down this beast. And I'm like, I didn't do this. And then I'm reading this whole thing, and it's basically, like, a scroll that would pop up after that quest line is done. Like, you go through, you do all the little quests, the final quest is going to be to fight this thing, and then I do it. But it also has tons of, like, the quest lore, like, the events that happen, so it also spoils the quest line for me. And I'm like, what? I was reading, what the hell is this? Like, it shouldn't, it's just something that shouldn't be there. Like, an item that popped totally by mistake for whatever reason. Like, Aloy's obviously never been in this region. It's the first time I've been there. I haven't done this thing. It references people that I haven't met. And then it's just like, I was like, what is going on? So it was just this really weird glitch that happened.
What the heck? Like weird foreshadowing that they were like, maybe we should take this out. Maybe this spoils some things and nobody deleted it. Like the asset.
Yeah, it's like, it's or like something happened to where I did something that triggered the game, like, I completed this. Like, I'm wondering what it is. Like, oh, it's maybe on the day one update, it had a bug in it. They didn't know because who tests to make sure some scroll is there? It's always technical tests, never that. So mm-hmm. I tweeted it at him, a screenshot of the text from the scroll, and I asked him, I was like, you know, is this a glitch? You know, what's going on? And I haven't heard anything back, so I don't know what's going on there. I was going to go on Reddit and be like, hey, you guys had this problem? But, I didn't want to do that.
Oh, weird.
And then it was funny, last night I was playing, and I was, like, super tired, and when you rappel, you have to triangle, and I was up on this rappel line, I was going to rappel off, and I hit X, so instead I jumped, and I just start falling off this cliff. I'm like, well, I'm dead. And then luckily there was a zip line below me, so Aloy just grabs the zip line and keeps going. I'm like, oh, I'm saved! So it was funny.
It's always time to stop playing video games when you're randomly walking off and jumping off of cliffs on accident.
Yeah, it's like, yep, time to go to sleep.
I've seen some of the gameplay of that from like Twitch and shit. It looks like it's ridiculously polished. Is that true?
Yeah, it's like...
Like, it looks so like good. It's just phenomenal gameplay.
Yeah, it's really good. It's, like I said, the gameplay's not... It's a game where, like, the difficulty is actually... like good in this game. Like I'm playing on hard and I'm like, I'm probably gonna bump it up to the highest difficulty just because I want more challenge against the monsters. Cause it's like, it's not like, it's like, oh, it's hard. So they're just bullet sponges. It's like, no, I like it hard because now there's so many ways you can take down each of the machines that it's like, okay, now I should utilize weapons or tactics that I didn't use before because A, they do more damage, or B, I never take off this particular component of theirs, but if I do it at the beginning of the fight, it, you know, gives a huge advantage in my favor. It's super polished. I haven't run into any bugs. My cousin had one bug the other day where he got hit by a bird and it knocked him back like between a cactus and a rock, and he was stuck in this like fall animation. That's the only thing he had. But other than that, I haven't had any problems, but the gameplay is great. It's solid, and it's got everything I like, the resource collection. I totally spaced somehow, I don't know how, but until this morning, that I could craft potions. I ran out of inventory space, because I don't think craft is like resource bags and ammo. And then I ran out of inventory space. I'm like, what the fuck, I have inventory. I was like, what do I have? And I have all these plants. I'm like, what the fuck are these plants for? And I look, I'm like, I don't make ammo with them. I can't make resource bags. And what the fuck are they for? I'm like, oh yeah, I can make potions. And then I look and I'm like, I just make a ton of health potions and then like a bunch of resistance potions because I had a ton of these plants I keep picking up for no reason. It was really funny. But that game just has everything I like. Like I said, resource collection. It just reminds me a lot of like Far Cry Primal. Just because, you know, obviously there's the robots and there's like the giant animals in Far Cry Primal, the resource collection of Primal, the bows and arrows from Primal, and just... I love all that stuff in this game, and just it looks gorgeous. The photo mode's a lot of fun to play with. It's a fantastic game. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Sometimes I feel like I've made the HUD, all the elements dynamic, which is nice, because they all turn off except for the compass. I leave that on. And then that's nice, and then you can actually see the environment. And then when you go in battle, all this stuff pops up appropriately. Your ammo and all that jazz. But I have it on dynamics, it just turns off, which is nice. Sometimes the waypoint system can be a little funky. Like, it always makes you go the path. It never tells you how to jump through a shortcut, or like cut through a field, unless there is, it is in a field, the thing you're going to. Then when you get there, then it just tells you, you know, go towards this rock kind of thing. And it's like, okay, now go here. So it's pretty good there. But usually if I use it, but I can see like, oh, it's making me go all the way around on this road. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to run through this field. And typically, because it's always trying to make you go the safest route, but it's like, I'll just fight the machines. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I like the weapon variety is just really nice. The way they've, the stuff they've come up with, so the way your play style can be, you can always pick something like, oh, you don't want to play melee, or you want to be arrow focused, or you want to do your trip caster, your rope casters, all this other stuff. It's just, it's a ton of fun. The game's just really good. But yeah, I don't want to get too much more into it, just because I did experience a weird elemental thing where, like, it reminded me of Assassin's Creed Black Flag, where I found this cave where if I walked into the cave, the outside weather became sunny, but then if I walked out of the cave, it went back to its stormy weather. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I found it was nighttime and I was in the main village. I went back to it and I started walking up towards this thing, and all of a sudden the light started shifting. I was like, what? And I turned around and the moon was like, whenever I walked up into the village, the moon like quickly just fell off into the horizon, and I'm like, what? And then I walk back towards the gate leaving out, and the moon rises back up to the sky, and I'm like, that's really weird. I was like, what's it doing that for? And then I did notice a small like technical thing where I was out in this giant open area fighting this Thunder Maw, the T-Rex guys, and then I look over and there's this bright light, and I'm like, what is that light from? And then I go towards it, and then all of a sudden as I get closer, the light disappears. It was technically light from the moon, but it wasn't getting blocked by the mountains way off in the distance until I got closer, and that, which I had never seen that before, so that was weird. But obviously, that was only at nighttime. I haven't seen any other major problems like that at all. They patched in a performance mode and a resolution mode on day one, but I have no idea what it does. Like, obviously, I know the idea behind it, but I'm waiting for Digital Foundry to put it on, like, okay, because I tried performance, it's not like it makes it 60 FPS. It just, I can't see any, I mean, the game hardly has any frame dipping anyways or frame pacing issues. Like, even Digital Foundry checked it, like, it's super solid all the way through in both 4K and 1080p on Pro and PS4. So I don't know what the difference is between the two, but I'm hoping they come out with a video to see if they can find anything, because I don't notice anything at all. But yeah, the game's just a ton of fun. I like it a lot. Definitely look forward to playing. Don't know when I'll finish it, but I think I'll finish it soon. But there's just so much side content I end up doing, collectibles. So I'm definitely going to platinum this game. I found out, it's like a light spoiler thing I found out. And then when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, so now I'm paranoid. If I make a mistake, it might stop me from getting the platinum. But so far I haven't, luckily it's not like a technical mistake, it's just an order of operations kind of mistake, I guess you can call it. Like, I think my cousin did it. I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to spoil anything, but I think the way my cousin described him doing something, I was like, oh, that's weird. And then, but I didn't do it. It's essentially like just bypassing, like if you have like multiple steps to a quest and you just skip all the other things and just go do the final thing. So because you skip some stuff, that could lead to you not getting a trophy in the end. Based on something,
you do that, you can't. It's not like objective based. You could just like go do the end of the quest.
Yeah, I can't. So I can't.
I won't pry for spoilers.
Yeah, I can't describe what it is specifically. Like, if I can't describe the trophy because it's a spoiler, and then I can't describe what I think, because I didn't want to look into it because I didn't want to spoil anything, but I assume this is the case. And then what can cause it is also kind of a spoiler if I don't even say what the trophy is, because then that kind of leads you to believe, oh, well, you know, this thing's gonna happen, blah blah blah. So I like, I know something that's gonna happen near the end. It's not story-wise, it's more like, I don't know how to describe it without hinting at a spoiler.
At the same time, it's your cousin, so it's very possible that he's just crazy.
Just broke the game.
No, he, right. Yeah, he's not gonna, he didn't break it. It was just like, I can understand, like, you could, how he did it. It's just weird that it didn't, like, to him, he's still, the quest completed. It just, the one objective of do something before it, like stop at a location beforehand, it's just, it's X'd out.
Okay, I see.
If you, it's like you can still complete it, but then it's like, you know, the step it told him, like, for him, he said that it listed it weird or whatever, but I don't know, I didn't see it. Not that he's going to platinum the game anyways, but so I'm just paranoid. I have to make sure I don't, not that I've skipped anything, but yeah, I just got to be careful. But yeah.
Good to know, because I will play this at some point, and we're thinking of taking advantage of that target thing.
What other games are you going to get?
We don't know yet. I was like, well, I want Horizon. And he was like, okay, we need two more games to take advantage of this thing, or just go buy Horizon. I was like, no, 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 we have to do the deal. Let's think of some other games to get.
Neo, so, Neo, get Neo.
Oh, I still have to do Bloodborne, and I like my controller.
You can do co-op in Neo. You can summon people specifically, and it's much easier than Bloodborne and Souls.
But only after...
You could summon me in that game, and I can literally carry you through everything in, like, a ridiculously short amount of time.
That's how I did Bloodborne.
Yeah, because I... Yeah, right. That's how
you
did,
could do that again. It's just...
After JCM started helping me, I didn't... The only time I played by myself is when I went through that forest and was farming echoes.
Yeah. You did a few bosses where you ended up killing them essentially by yourself, because, like, either I goofed up early on, or you did, like, the main half of it, but...
I killed Gascoigne by myself, and that's when I decided I wasn't going to play the game by myself anymore.
You could get Nier Automata.
That's another one I was...
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's another one I was thinking of. I don't know, we might go down and just see what they have, but I definitely want to get Horizon.
Don't count, do they?
I don't know.
I don't think Switch games count.
Well, I don't have a Switch, so...
Right. That was a conversation we had like 30 minutes ago.
Just a Wii U. Wii U, Wii U, Wii U. I don't know. I just want to get Horizon, and I want an excuse to spend the money to buy Horizon, so...
Yeah, gotta do it. Gotta play it so I can talk about it.
I want to. I need... He just wants me to stop playing Final Fantasy 15. He's like, you've got to stop. You killed Adamantoise in 10 minutes. You need to stop.
You're like, but I need the pictures.
I was like, but look at this great picture of Prompto, and I need to kill it in less than 10 minutes. He's like, I finished all the hunts. I got all the recipes. I'm literally just spam killing Adamantoise now. He's like, please play a different video game. Because I love it, and I want to keep playing it.
Well, they're going to release DLC soon, so when the DLC comes out, you're going to have to play it again. So really, you might as well just never stop, right?
Exactly. The thing to get me away from it was supposed to be Zelda, but that didn't happen, so...
God, I want that Zelda game so badly.
I know, it's so good. Everybody says it's so good. Ugh.
Ah, Frostbite.
Yes, he's playing a game. All right, well...
I am playing 15 right now in honor of Zaya.
That's a...
Kitty, no.
Let's get a secret word in here, because I'm going to have to wrap it up in a second. I got to get going somewhere. What should a secret word be?
Adamantoise.
Nobody can spell that.
I thought we did Adamantoise once.
Nobody in the world can spell Adamantoise.
You can absolutely spell Adamantoise. Because that's what I'm going to go do right now. I'm going to go fight it again.
All right, so we'll do Adamantoise is the secret word.
Yee.
All right, well,
fuck that turtle.
I guess it's good that I can't talk about it because I don't have the time to do so. So hopefully next week I'll be able to. I'll be able to talk about it more. I'll probably have it beaten by then.
So basically, one of us needs to get it by next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I could. I mean, right now there's not a whole lot of spoiler story stuff I can talk about. Like, it's all like, because I primarily just been doing side missions, and like, I have done story stuff that I eventually, like, once I do all the side stuff in the first area, it's like, okay, now I have to do the story missions. Okay, now I do the next set of side missions, and now I have to do story missions.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, luckily it's not too crazy amounts of t- too many side quests, because that if it was a Witcher situation, then I'd be like, okay, at some point I'm gonna get burnt out and I'm just gonna plow through the main story, because that's what happened to me in The Witcher. I'm like, I can't do the side quests anymore. I want to finish this game.
I'm 100 hours into this game. I need to play the second chapter.
But all right, well, I guess that'll do it for this episode. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Yep.
And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.